from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, we're rolling on into hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander. Of course, we got Carter Freeman hanging out with us. We are 30 minutes away, well, less than 30 minutes away from Rangers pregame with Jared Sandler as Rangers in Baltimore taking on the O's last night. Didn't go quite the way we wanted. 11-2, Orioles got the win, but it's a Scherzer day. Max Scherzer on the bump for your Texas Rangers today. And we will go around the bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats as Jared Sandler joins us now. And Jared's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, I thought it'd be fun since we're going to have you for two segments here. So the first segment, we'll just kind of go around all of Major League Baseball with an MLB edition of True or Fart. How does that sound?
That works. I just want to let you guys know that if you guys get in trouble by Gavin Spittle, this segment interrupted a great conversation we were having about Chris Arnold.
Oh, damn it.
And some of his great stories over the years.
So, dude, the Sean Kemp thing has been incredible.
That's what.
It really was. It was pretty cool. The Chris something. And now he talked about that on air and they played the clip. And at the time, Sean was like, it's Chris. I can't remember what his last name is, Chris something. And then they did find out it was Chris Arnold. But it was really cool because he's told that for CA Stories a couple different times. And here's Sean Kemp telling his side of the story and confirming exactly what CA, the three-time Hall of Famer, has told us for many, many years. Pretty damn sweet.
It is pretty sweet. But anyway, I'm ready for some around the league.
All right, let's do it.
Do you understand the concept of the game?
Yes, you have to smell a fart if you're wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You just, okay. If you say, if you disagree, it's false, and go ahead and sniff that thing. Okay. All right, we start off with your NL MVP will be Shohei Ohtani.
So that's a tough one because I think at the end of the year, Ohtani only being a DH could come back and bite him. You always think, is there a pitcher who's kind of out of nowhere? I don't think there is. Bryce Harper's injury might change that. I would say that right now it's Ohtani and Harper, which, by the way, how cool is that? That you got one of the most hyped players of all time and one of the most hyped players of all time, but they're delivering, right? I think it's
they
great
are.
For sports.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those two. Maybe Harper's hamstring isn't going to be that big of a deal, but yeah, I guess I'd say true Shohei Ohtani.
True Shohei's going to get it. Eric, I know you're a seam head, man.
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, could Freddie Freeman give him a run here? His own teammate?
Possible, but I think if it was one of his teammates, I would have said, I don't know, it would have been Mookie.
I understand that.
But now that he's hurt, right? Marcelo Zuna's having a great year. I don't see that happening. Jurickson Profar, I know your guy. Still don't know that that's going to carry out for 162.
Ketel Marte, maybe have just his name in the hat a little bit.
I mean, he might get...
just an honorable mention.
Yeah. It sounds like you're farting on this one, though, Eric. You're not going Shohei.
I think it's just
like field,
right now it's Shohei.
Ohtani or the field, and
you're going to fart on it.
Ohtani or the field. I think the smart play is always the field because if the guy gets hurt, then right?
Yeah, but Ohtani never gets hurt. The proof's in the pudding there. He's like just an Iron Man.
You know? Just Ohtani the hitter never gets hurt. Yeah. Ohtani the pitcher always gets hurt.
So we'll go true on Ohtani. By the way, you brought up Jurickson Profar. How does that make you feel as a Ranger?
First of all, I'm happy for him. Let's not forget, it's 2024. He debuted in 2012.
Yeah, we're very far removed.
Yeah, the Rangers, it's not like the Rangers traded him away and all of a sudden he became an all-star. You know, he's bounced around. He signed for $1 million late, you know, in the offseason and during spring training, right? Or maybe right after the season start. I forget when it was. It was at either the end of spring training or the very beginning.
I think it was spring training.
It's not like the Rangers missed on this. He's developing a lot later at 31 years old. And, you know, this is the first year he's had like this. Let's see the numbers look like at the end of the year. But I'll go back, you know, with Profar, I think it's really easy in all sports to say this guy's not going to be good. This guy's not going to work out. This quarterback who is a first round pick is not going to be a franchise quarterback, because how many of them really are, right? The odds are in your favor. This big time prospect, oh, he's not going to be good. And I think a lot of times we get in the habit of feeling like we're taking a stand and like really letting people know that we know what we're talking about by saying this guy's not going to be good. When in reality, it's way tougher to identify the possibilities, right? It's way tougher to identify, no, this guy actually is going to be a stud, right? This guy.
Yeah.
And it's even tougher when the car's driven off the lot and you feel like you know where that car's headed. And so I think with Jurickson Profar, the one thing I would say about him that to me is relevant that I've thought a lot about this year is the same thing I'd say about Josh Smith. There's not just one way that a guy can have success as a hitter. However, if you're going to give me the option of a guy who is going to develop later or is going to have, you know, a career after a slow start that is valuable or successful, give me the guy who's patient, who draws walks with plate discipline over the guy who swings at every pitch. And so with Smith, that's always been his profile. He's now this year starting to take advantage of balls that he puts in play.
Sure.
With Profar, he's always been a good walk guy. He's always been someone who is willing to take a walk, who's got, you know, whether it's patience or good plate discipline, you know, kind of in some ways, it doesn't really matter if it's different.
Yeah.
And so the guys like that put themselves in positions to succeed by more often than not swinging at hittable pitches, as opposed to the guy who swings at everything. So, no, it doesn't bother me. I don't feel like this is a Rangers miss. Good on Jurickson Profar for, you know, 12 years after making his debut, having the type of season we thought that he would have more often than not with the Rangers.
100%. Okay, true or fart, the Yankees will win the AL East.
I'm going to say fart. I think the Rangers are playing the team that's going to win the AL East.
I agree.
I think it's going to be a very, very fun battle. I think the Yankees are really good. It's not that I think they're going to just fall off or anything. The Orioles won 101 games last year, and they're better this year, I think, than they were last year. And they're going to be more aggressive at the trade deadline this year. So I think some of the holes they might have in their bullpen and in the rotation will be addressed.
How aggressive do you expect the Yankees to be?
Well, they're always aggressive, right? That's not
they
a surprise.
They actually have a farm system this time around, don't they? To like prospect flip a little
bit?
Yeah,
better. Yeah, for sure. I think with the Yankees, they're going to be aggressive in the way they always are. The question I have with the Yankees is more their lineup and health and guys. Are guys going to be around and be effective in August and September? What are you going to get from DJ LeMahieu, who's gone off to a slow start? Can Gleyber Torres turn things around? Is Giancarlo Stanton going to be able to get back and remain healthy, right? And not that health is something that you can really detect for one team more than another. I guess there's certain factors, but
There's a track record there, though, especially guys like Stanton.
I just look at the Orioles right now, and I think the Orioles right now are better than the Yankees right now. I take the Orioles roster for this year only. Forget the future, right? Yeah. For this year only, I would still take the Orioles roster, even if I would take the Yankees starting pitching, and I think the Orioles are going to be able to address that.
All right, let's go to the armpit. Astros will miss the postseason, true or fart?
True. I don't think they make the postseason. They've had a great run here, but they, okay, so flip side, they have nothing in their farm. I don't know who they can trade. Yeah. I mean, I know who they could trade, right? But I just don't think that they're going to be able to compete at the top of the market at the trade deadline for some of these guys. Now, you know, they somehow were able to swindle Justin Verlander away from the Mets by money whipping them to some degree last year, but I don't know that they can do that anymore, right? You know, they're not really a luxury tax team. The advantage is they're in a division that's wide open. But yeah, I just don't see them making the playoffs. I really don't believe that they've got the horses. And I'm not saying this from a biased standpoint. I obviously hate them, but I also said, I have said over the last several years, you know, I think they're going to win the division. They're going to win the World Series, right? Like I feel like I can look at them in an unbiased way as much as I can. I didn't believe they were a playoff team when the season started. I thought the Rangers and Mariners were better than them. Obviously, the Mariners have been so mm-hmm. far. The Rangers have not been. But I don't know that they're a playoff team when all is said and done.
Okay. True or fart, Pete Alonso will be traded by the Mets, and he will be traded to an AL contender.
Well, the Mariners are a team that would make sense. That's a team that a lot of people have talked about. You know, a lot of people have mentioned the Rangers. I just don't know if that makes as much sense for where the Rangers are. And with Pete Alonso, you know, you're not... Yeah, he's a rental, and so maybe the price tag isn't going to be as steep, but I think the Rangers could get creative with how they use first base to keep some guys in the lineup, and I feel like their needs are elsewhere. I think you can get it. If you want to make a move at first base, I think there are lesser first basemen from a cost standpoint who could do a really good job in a platoon situation. And so at the end of the day, I just don't think it's not that I don't think the Rangers would be interested. I just don't know if the Rangers are going to be willing to part with one of their three best prospects for Pete Alonso. And I think it's going to be tough to make that move without giving up one of those guys.
I saw Jeff Passan mention the Boston Red Sox as well, which would obviously lean true here. Another AL team.
Red Sox would be an interesting one. And then a right-handed hitter at Fenway Park. That'd be fun for Pete Alonso.
All right, last one. And I got this from Mike Bassick earlier today. Listen to KMC. Gunnar Henderson will have a better career than Mike Trout.
You got to fart Mike. On that.
I love Mike. Mike is, you know, what have you done for me lately? A lot of times. I just think it's tough to forget how good Mike Trout's been. I think that if you told me Gunnar Henderson would have a better career than Mike Trout, I wouldn't sit here and argue and say you're crazy. It's just tough for me to look at a guy who's won three MVPs versus a guy who hasn't won one yet and say that for sure he's going to be able to stay healthy and have, you know, like it's just... Now, what I will say is this. I think Gunnar Henderson has a chance to do things that Mike Trout probably will never get the chance to do, and that's be an impact player in the postseason, which is sad. But Mike Trout at this point, I don't know. When is he ever going to get the chance to be an impact player, and will he be anywhere close to the guy that he was at his best when he does get that chance? So the way we remember Gunnar Henderson might be a little bit different, but I think it's tough to forget how good Mike Trout was for such a long period of time. It's unfortunate that his 30s have, you know, really been compromised because of health.
Thank you, buddy. There we go. True or fart, first edition with Sandler in the books. Let's continue to preview Rangers and Orioles next in the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we continue our baseball conversation with Jared Sandler as we get you set for Rangers and Orioles. Segments brought to you by Soda, state-of-the-art weight loss, and Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And now, courtesy of Blue Nail Roofing, we welcome back in Jared Sandler. Max Scherzer getting his second start of the season after his dominant first start last week here. Now, Walchuk's already put in the call for a perfect game through six innings on Max Scherzer.
Yeah. And he's done.
Hey, can I just quickly say, I just found out that Ryan is leaving the fan.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan.
Never got, I mean, I guess he ended up getting mentioned, you know, Sean always called him Rai-Rai, which I always wonder if he actually liked being called Rai-Rai. Or if that was just something that Sean did.
I was totally didn't like it.
It's always Pepe and Rai-Rai in the back.
But shout out to Ryan. Ryan Underground, really good looking kid.
Oh, yeah. Sneaky handsome.
Yeah. Like behind Lucius for, if I had to recalibrate, second best looking guy.
Lucius, Ryan, Eric.
How?
Yeah, it goes Lucius number one.
Well, then thank God Ryan is gone then. We all got to step up in the hot power rankings. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, but I'm going to miss him, though. Congrats to Ryan.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah,
he did a heck of a job. A lot of unsung behind-the-scenes work. He was
absolutely
awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Max Scherzer.
What was your question about a perfect game?
Perfect game through six just innings through six. With Scherzer. Just through six. What's your plan for him? What's the pitch count?
If Scherzer is having a perfect game through six, like I had somebody text me this the other night, like, are you leaving him in? To me, the answer is no. Like, I'm not pushing Max Scherzer to just go get yourself a perfect game through nine innings. I don't think that you can do that.
Depends on the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on some factors. I wouldn't, you know, to some degree, you're thinking that he's less likely to get hurt if you pull him after six. But what if that ship's already sailed and it's just his life? You know, I don't know.
I guess it's whatever. You're playing with house money.
Yeah, I think Max Scherzer likely to have a perfect game tonight. Going to be a little tough against this lineup. I'd like to see him come out healthy. And what I would really love is for Max Scherzer to pitch competitively and then to not have to, you know, play the is he going to make the next start or not every day. I'm not blaming him for that being that way. I think it's just the nature of where he is physically. I'd love for him to come out of this start feeling great and having a normal in between start stretch and then get ready to make a start against San Diego next week.
What's up with Albert Suarez? He got tagged pretty good against the Astros his last outing.
Yeah, but man, he's been a savior for them. Some people think that he's due for a little bit of a downturn. He actually pitched for Boch back in the day. You know, he didn't pitch in the majors after 2017 until this year. And they've had a lot of pitcher injuries and he has been a godsend for them. He's not a big strikeout guy. He's a lefty who does throw in the mid 90s, but you know, he has kind of been an unsung hero, this Orioles team.
Loaded question here. I heard Mikey talking about this earlier, but let's say the Rangers decide they want to be sellers. With the farm that Baltimore has, is that a team you'd be open to doing business with, whether it was Kirby Yates, David Robertson, even Nathan Eovaldi?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking at best. The only team where I'm like, Houston, because I think they're on life support long term and I don't want to give them any life, but I don't mind trading with anyone else if it's going to ultimately help this organization out long term.
What's your feeling right now on where they're going to be at? Like, it's just still sort of day to day in terms of the seller buyer mentality?
Yeah, it's just looking at the wild card and knowing the GM and how aggressive he is and competitive he is, knowing that they've got a lot of guys coming back from injury, and just the idea that I don't think it can get worse. Right, they're seven games under. I feel like it's going to point in the right direction. Well, they're seven games under and they're seven games back of a wild card spot. If they win eight of the next 12, even, you know, they're going to be right back in it.
All right, Jared Sandler, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get you the pregame show and Rangers baseball coming up next right here on 105 Through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.